Welcome to This Week in Brattleboro History,
produced by
the Brattleboro Historical Society
and
the Brattleboro Area Middle School.
Today's vocabulary word is hyperbole.
131 years ago, Daniel Griggs declared Brattleboro, quote, the best place on earth, unquote. Griggs was half of a business partnership that produced a promotional real estate booklet claiming the town was, quote, full of beauty, health, and goodness, unquote.
Daniel Griggs moved to Brattleboro in 1889. He was 41 years old and originally from Brimfield, Massachusetts. He had previously worked in paint shops and brought those skills with him. He first opened the new paint shop in an old gas house building on Bird Street. Even though the shop was located far from the center of the business district, he developed a loyal clientele. Griggs quickly expanded his shop to include the repair of horse carriages, wagons, and buggies.
According to the Vermont Phoenix, Griggs grew his business through interesting advertising that attracted new customers. Here is an example of one of his late summer advertisements. In bold print across the top of the ad, quote, I couldn't help it, unquote. Then under the bold copy, quote, work came in so fast that I had to hire another man. Now we are ready for any kind of repairing in the carriage line. Bring your sleighs now, unquote.
In another creative ad, he referenced a humorous short story that was popular at the time. In the story, a man chose between a highly prized, valuable sculpture and his sweetheart. The story's message was that our society steers us towards objects we are told we should want, but discerning people can get past those societal pressures to determine what they really need. Just as the short story's main character chooses his sweetheart, astute customers will choose Griggs' quote, comfort buggy, end quote, over some fancy, expensive carriage made elsewhere.
In 1892, Daniel Griggs went to a partnership with George Perry, a local wood dealer on Elliott Street. They formed a real estate firm known as Griggs & Perry.
Advertisements claimed they were, quote, the honest real estate men, unquote. The company sold real estate, fuel wood, and acted as an employment agency. Griggs' carriage shop also continued to operate.
Griggs also became heavily involved in the Morel liquor cure. He was local agent for the business and also spoke around the state in favor of the medical injection that, if administered daily, claimed to cure alcohol addiction. In 1893, Griggs oversaw 19 branch offices of the Morel liquor cure operating in Vermont. He was quite the salesman.
Here are some excerpts from his 1893 Griggs & Perry publication, quote, the best place on earth, unquote.
Brattleboro is the geographical center of New England, equidistant from Boston and New York. It is located on the Connecticut River, 60 miles north of Springfield, Massachusetts. The Connecticut River Railroad in New London and Northern and Brattleboro and Whitehall Railroads give it communication with the world at large, and it becomes the center of trade for a very thriving farming territory, extending in all directions for many miles.
To those not familiar with Vermont, let us say that it differs from any other of the New England states in having a less number of large towns, and therefore the business in all such places as Brattleboro is larger. Or to put it another way, the population is distributed in such a manner that each town of 5,000 or 7,000 inhabitants becomes a center of trade for perhaps 20 miles in all directions.
This fact allows our merchants to carry a much larger and better assortment of goods than they would if a large competing town was within a few miles in each direction. This being true, the man or woman who enters a Brattleboro store, unless very hard to please, can find the goods that may be needed. And no tiresome trip to the city is necessary to do shopping.
As one rises on the well-built road that leads to the top of Wantastiket, just across the river is seen, situated in the foreground, a natural and beautifully grand amphitheater of hills rising from the river in all directions, standing as a bodyguard, keeping away the harsh winds, and holding the water that the skies pour upon them, that we may have the purest water known.
Of our water supply, a word ought to be spoken. The reservoir is situated in Highland Park, and is so high above the village that a stream from the hydrants will easily play upon the roof of nearly every building in town. The reservoir is dug out of solid rock, and is of itself a curiosity. Mr. George E. Kroll put in a system of waterworks. The quality of the water in this vicinity cannot be excelled anywhere.
Highland Park consists of 30 acres of woodland, not more than 10 minutes walk from Main Street. It was a gift to the town from Mr. Kroll, who fitted it up, cutting a road around it and making it one of the prettiest places for a walk or drive that one could wish for.
The East Village has now grown to meet the West Village so nearly that a marriage is expected to soon take place, and the best man is expected to be the new Electric Street Railway. Within the past year, the Canal Street School Building has been erected, and not only adds to the beauty of that part of the town, but also gives the children the room and conveniences so long needed. Built of mountain stone, with a tower covered with glistening copper, it is to be seen from nearly every eminence in town. A tower clock adds to the stately grace of the building.
Besides touting the natural, geographic, educational, and business attributes of the area, Daniel Griggs also printed quotes from others who praised the Brattleboro community.
Henry M. Burt, Connecticut River Valley historian, wrote of Brattleboro, "These hills and vales have a matchless charm. The swift-flowing Connecticut, the wood-crowned heights, and the beautifully sloping hillsides make a picture that is without a parallel in all New England. Art never depicted a fairer landscape, nor awakened deeper love of the beautiful than a single glimpse of these hills."
Clark W. Bryan, publisher of Good Housekeeping magazine, said, "It would be hard to find any place more desirable to live, to die, and be buried than Brattleboro. Only one Garden of Eden was planned, and I am willing to concede that Brattleboro comes as near being such a garden as well could be, without, however, the fruit and serpent episode."
Daniel Griggs went on to write witty advertising copy for many other businesses up and down the Connecticut River Valley. He continued to operate his local business, but the Morel Liquor Cure proved to be a very public disappointment. The cure did not work, and people lost faith in Griggs' word. For many, his claim of being an honest businessman did not ring true.
In 1895, Daniel Griggs left Brattleboro and moved to Northfield, Massachusetts. He managed a small hotel designed to cater to those who were not interested in alcohol, smoking, rough language, or card playing. In 1900, Griggs died from diphtheria at the age of 52. The man who claimed Brattleboro was, quote, "the best place on earth," unquote, only lived in town for 6 years. We'd like to thank Gilbert, Pfeiffer, Jackson, Evan, Charlie, Evelina, and Lexi for reading This Week in Brattleboro History.
Please join us next week for another story from our community's past.